Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, April 15th, One Take Wednesday. When we focus our attention in on the Lord, I'll just remind you, if you hadn't gotten your taxes turned in, today's the day. In Genesis, we're in chapter 2, verses 4 through 9 and 15 through 25. This is the story of Adam and Eve. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Now no shrub had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant had yet sprung up. For the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no one to work the ground. But streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Now the Lord planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. The Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die." The Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man." This is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. This weekend, my cousin Lucas is getting married, and he has asked me to officiate the ceremony, so I'll be headed to Virginia to do that. But it's neat that I'm reading this passage about the man and his wife, Adam and Eve, the first united couple, as I anticipate the day when Lucas and Kelly will be married. One of my favorite sermons in preaching class, I think I've said this before on the podcast, was a wedding sermon, and it was a very fun day with a wedding cake, and we had lots of giggles for my pretend bride and groom who repeated vows after me. But I don't remember much about the sermon, except for in this passage, I use this passage, and where Adam is naming Eve woman, I quipped that when Adam first saw Eve, he couldn't help but say, "Woe, man," as he gazed upon her beauty. Just a funny little memory that I have, that God brought together man and woman, and in his naming, he said, "Woe, man." Okay, anyway, let's move on to the Psalms Psalm 94 today, and I'm going to just read verses 1 through 3, which set up the fact that God is avenger, and then I'm going to read verses 8 through 15, which remind us that God is creator, and if he made the ears, surely he hears of all the oppression that's going on. He makes the eyes, and so surely he sees those who are arrogant and boasting and oppressive, and that he comes to repay. The Lord is a God who avenges. O God who avenges, shine forth. Rise up, judge of the earth. Pay back to the proud what they deserve. How long, Lord, will the wicked, how long will the wicked be jubilant? Verse 8. Take notice, you senseless ones among the people, you fools, when will you become wise? Does he who fashioned the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? Does he who disciplines nations not punish? Does he who teaches mankind lack knowledge? The Lord knows all human plans. He knows that they are futile. Blessed is the one you discipline, Lord, the one you teach from your law. You grant them relief from days of trouble, till the pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Judgment will again be founded on righteousness, and the upright in heart will follow it. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word. Here it says in verse 12 that blessed is the one you discipline. The Lord disciplines us. He teaches us from his word. But it also says in verse 13 that he grants relief on the day of trouble. He reminds us in verse 14, he does not forsake his people. And in verse 15, he helps us to follow him in paths of righteousness. When I think about that word follow, I think about dancing, and Wayne has often said that I am not a good follower in dancing. I like to take charge, and I'm afraid that spills over into my spiritual life. This psalm is teaching me you're not in charge. You are called to be a person who follows. I'm trying to lead a dance, but I don't know the steps. Christ commands me, deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. He's the one who's directing this mission, where we're going. And so today, Lord, help us to follow you and help us to learn the dance steps as we look to your word, to who you are, to your creator glory, and also to be reminded of your faithful love. Because it is Wednesday, we'll end today with the blessing that Dr. Hull created, and also we'll just end in prayer. I hope that you have a wonderful day and that the Lord reminds you of his unfailing love. Will you pray with me? O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the bounty of creation. Thank you, Lord, for placing us in community with one another. Yes, Lord, in marriage, but also just the community of men and women working for fruitfulness in this world. I pray, Lord, that as we seek to follow you today, as you discipline us and teach us from your word, that you would also grant us relief in days of trouble, and that we would be reminded that you never leave us or forsake us. Guard us from sins of arrogance and boasting. Help us never to be abusive in our language to widows or foreigners, as it says in Psalm 94. And teach us to do your will. And now I send you out as Christ goes before you, to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you, to gather up your efforts for His glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you to reign as Lord Supreme. Amen.